Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's fine. I'll just suffer here in the dark like a dog and eat wet cigarette butts.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Beyonce.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love. It's 90-day gate, let's love.
Poodle had to turn his fan off, y'all, and he's upset about it.
I'm concerned that I had an echo, and I want everyone to have the best listening experience possible.
Well, they won't.
At the expense of Mark fucking Comfort.
They won't until we have an editor. But we can't have an editor yet because
we don't have enough money.
We don't have enough money, and also, as we've noticed from the last episode where you said a baby wasn't cute, sometimes we need to edit out things before
you know
people
what?
Hear it.
Someone needs to take a stand for not cute babies.
Oh, God.
And it's going to be me.
Y'all.
You know what? I waited weeks after that baby was born to make a judgment. So I will not hear it. Everyone knows that baby's not cute. They're just afraid to say it.
Y'all, welcome to 90 Day Gays. Welcome to 90 Day Gays.
I only got 300 bad messages about it.
And three
positive. Messages say, go on.
I'm too loud.
I agree. You're always too loud.
Yeah, uh-huh. Y'all, we are talking about two things today. We're talking, this is 90 Day Gays. My name's Matt Maher, a.k.a. Maddie.
And I'm Jake Anthony, a.k.a. Poodle.
We're talking about Happily Ever After season, what is this, season?
We're not talking about Happily Ever After.
Not Happily Ever
what
After.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I pressed the wrong thing. We'll talk about the other way.
Boy, someone's a plug and play, y'all. She's not even here. She can barely.
It's hard to be present, fully present around you.
Oh!
No, I'm kidding.
We're talking about the very last
the couples jerk each other off.
The beating, otherwise known as beating a dead horse.
We're doing this, and we're doing The Other Way, episode 2.
Which is such a better show. It was just only an hour, so we don't have a ton of time.
But the reason, too, we're doing, because y'all, this tell-out part 3 was just bullshit.
This was like, you know how...
I don't understand.
You know how when you're just kind of like...
This is going to be a...
You've had
analogy.
Sex.
Yeah.
You've had sex, and then someone says, you want to do it again?
Mm-hmm.
And then you do it again, and you're tired, and they're like, I could go another time. And I'm like, no. Everything in me says no. And then they try to do it, and they're like, and they put you through all the rigmarole again.
And there's already lube in your ass,
already,
so it's easier.
Already everything, and then you get 2 minutes through it. He's like, yeah, I'm not going to be able to do it. Sorry. Like, you've already committed.
You got back on top.
Yeah. Because you know what? I play every game like it's my last.
You know what?
That's, I do.
That's accurate. That is accurate.
I'm not a quitter, y'all. I will go out there, just like when I played sports. I never quit.
He just danced around the infield. Actually, that was me.
You did. I bet
I love dancing in the outfield in baaseball.
You're like, who's that out there twirling batons?
I made up dances. I'd hold my glove up in the sunlight and look at it kind of dappling itself on the grass. I loved it.
Wow.
Anyway, y'all. So
you weren't meant to be a boy.
It's true.
Anyway, yeah, so this is the couples tell more. This was like a wet fart, y'all.
It was like a wet fart.
It's so awful.
We're giving y'all so much this week, by the way, because fucking
you're
happily
ever like that. You should be grateful.
You should. Happily Ever After went long, y'all.
Holy shit.
We had to give you two parts on that.
I'm excited about Happily Ever After.
I am too. Y'all have really, really enjoyed the video of our reaction to Colt in a Speedo.
Colty.
If you haven't followed us on Instagram or Twitter at 90 Day Gays, you might want to do it because you can see that there.
I will say, I told you that Larissa was divisive, and there are people who like her. As
there are
we
people
saw
that
today,
like her.
You said no one likes her.
Well, I don't know if I said no one. I feel like I said more people. Maybe I did, but more people don't like her.
Oh, yeah.
There were like two or three in the sissy squad like, I love her. Somebody was like, you came for my girl.
I think she's like funny.
30 comments after like, she's literally just people saying she's garbage.
She's really divisive. I will say
she's
Larissa is very divisive.
She gets hurt.
So
we never said she's not entertaining.
No. Oh, yeah. She's very entertaining.
She's great TV.
But let's be honest. She's a human garbage barge.
Someone literally, she was like, somebody said, she is great. She's a good person. And then one of the commenters in our Facebook group said, she literally asked her dad for money and then went and got plastic surgery.
And someone's like, but did she do that before or after? They're like, before.
Before.
You know, I appreciate defenders of her, and what's that? Y'all, I have people who come through my alley, and they just knock the shit out of the bottom of their cars.
And
I hope you need to get that fixed.
And when he said knock the shit out of the bottom of the cars is a euphemism for his ass.
And I did not say, and come through my alley is an actual alley.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just to be clear.
Anyway.
Should we jump into this tell more,
yeah,
this debacle, this piece of garbage?
This is going to take 5 hot minutes.
I agree.
Maybe 10. Well, they kind of split people up, and so
there's no reason for this, by the way. This is just to fill time.
It's just to fill, which is, okay, let's talk about that, but they don't, at first when they did this, I thought, okay, quarantine happened, they need to fill things. But they already have Happily Ever After is dropping. The other way, they literally have two shows on TLC that are dropping.
Yeah.
There's plenty
and
of content.
The Strikes Back next week.
And they're doing
Strikes
Back.
Which we're not covering. Don't ask us.
It's not. Y'all.
Don't ask us.
I
no.
guess. Are they doing every episode, it seems like?
I don't know.
Y'all, we can't go back.
No.
Never look back.
I can't
never
watch
back.
These excuses for human beings, with the exception of Erica and Avery.
And Darcy.
Oh, of course. That goes beyond.
Yeah. Yeah. Darcy goes beyond. But somebody we don't really want to see ever again is David.
No.
David and Lana. So the whole point of this, if y'all didn't, because I think a lot of you were like, fuck this, I'm not watching this, I'm out.
I respect that.
So
I wish I was you.
The way the format of this was Sean would start to talk to a couple. And then, but she would ask the opinions of other cast members.
Which, this isn't normal. This isn't normal. This turns into like weirdo Ricky Lake or Jerry Springer.
I think maybe they're trying to incorporate things that have been good in some of the reunions of when we see the other cast members' reactions backstage while she's interviewing two people.
I agree with that.
I think
that.
They were trying, and it just didn't work at
it
all.
It didn't work at all.
At all.
But, like, why would Ed...
And there was
why
too much
does
Ed.
Ev have any, like, ground to say anything about David and Lana?
I think that's also, too, that all of them are gross for the most part. And so it's like, what the fuck do you
Ed's
have to say?
Gross. David's gross. Lana's gross. They're all gross.
They're all gross.
Yeah.
They're all gross. Lana Barf. Didn't even show up. You know why? Because Poodle Olgaskaya.
Olga Poodleskaya. Olga Poodleskaya told her, you know, show up for Tello.
No.
You
make him wait.
That's 10th step in Poodleskaya method. She's not here. I was just impersonating her.
Yeah,
y'all.
She's not here.
Mm-hmm.
So, you can she's tell still it sounds
in,
different.
She's still in Pasadena with her Chinese businessman.
Yeah.
She's gonna work that, y'all, until it is done.
She's gonna.
I admire that one.
She's gonna be in Pasadena. Then she's gonna move to San Marino, yeah. Where that's really
you know,
that's
you know
top
also
notch.
Who plays every game? Olga Poodleskaya.
She does.
She goes out there. She survived coronavirus. She rode on a yak all the way.
All the way.
What's the name of the game? What?
The ABBA song.
Yak?
No, ABBA. What's the name of the game? Or what's that? You know the ABBA song?
I do know the song, but where'd you get yak from that?
I didn't know. You said she knows how to play the game.
Oh.
Drink your
that
coffee.
That was so weird. Anyway, so
I can't. I'm going to go into
there's
ABBA.
There's something that David says, I can't talk to her off of the website because it's not legal.
I think.
And I don't, y'all, none of us, leave this to, Kim and Kyle should research this.
I'm
going to give them a job.
Kim and Kyle, y'all research this. I think also.
We don't research anything.
I think David is one of those people. Who, when he reads the rules and restrictions on the website, he thinks that's actually law.
They're real. We did have one bit of history on our Labor of Love podcast when I talked about who Joseph Mengele was. Actually, Siri did. And it's the only thing we've ever talked about.
Only thing in a historical context.
It's been informative.
But I think David, like, if he reads "Don't tear the tag off the mattress,"
he doesn't do it.
He thinks someone's gonna fucking come and get him. So apparently, he read the terms and conditions on this fucking website.
I liked it when Sean is like,
and he believed it.
So, and he's like, "Do you know if the website's legal?" And he's like, "How do you know it's not legal?" So yeah, there's a lot of questions.
It's like, y'all, when you buy a membership, I've heard. From Sean Cody. It says, terms and conditions, don't share this with other people.
Don't share this with other people.
And I haven't.
And you haven't shared your code at all with me.
Yeah.
No.
Don't
never.
Torrent this at all. Just David, terms and conditions
anyway,
are not laws.
So they come at David even more about buying
the CD.
Said, something less than a diamond, CZ, yeah.
I actually think this supports my theory, y'all. I think he is not as rich as he says he is. I don't believe it. His house is a normal house. His furniture, for someone who is...
It looks like shit.
For someone who is rich and talks about their money, that means appearances are important to him.
Yeah. His wardrobe is crap.
His hair would look better. His wardrobe would look better. He would have much better furniture. Of four fucking fiancés, he only bought one, a real diamond. I don't think he's cheap. I think he's not rich.
I have a question for you. What does David smell like?
My first kind of thought as you said that was pickles.
Interesting. I feel like he smells like scope. Like when he's just had scope and also BO.
Either way, I think we're both thinking of kind of a briny smell.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not good. It's not good.
No.
Kind of like mothballs, too. I could see that.
Maybe. I'm telling y'all, though, someone do some digging.
Or chunky vegetable soup. That's what David smells like.
No, that actually sounds kind of good.
And he does smells not sound like good. Chunky vegetable soup. His clothing does.
Someone find out if he's rich or not. He's not.
Yeah. Anyway.
I'm telling you. But yeah, it's weird. It's like Stephanie saying, your trip went better than the rest of ours. And I'm like... I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care about any of this. Then Ed really goes in on him, and Ed's like, that's a prop ring. It's a prop website. It's a prop relationship. And which Ed brings up a good point, because David says, well, I got a CZ because I don't know what her ring size would be. Lana's never worn jewelry. Again,
have you seen Lana?
She's one for
fucking
jewelry.
Lana isn't Rose.
Yeah.
Lana has worn jewelry
She's
before.
She's worn jewelry, y'all.
Lana hasn't come from abject poverty no. like Rose did.
No. No.
Yeah.
Lana knows what fucking Kendra Scott is, y'all. Bitch knows. Bitch knows. She's ordered it online at Stitch Fix or wherever.
We also find out that David's had four fiancés, two in America, two in the Ukraine, and several of them got actual diamonds.
No, that's what I said, only one.
Oh.
He said only one. That's what brings up I'm telling you, my theory. Someone rich would have bought all these bitches diamonds.
Yep. Okay.
He also, it's just David. He wants to believe what he wants to believe, and then he's dumb. He's just dumb. He believes this shit Lana tells him. He's naive.
Do you want to talk about one thing? It's the very end. Also, Lana David.
Sure.
Sean Robinson says she has a long history of ghosting you.
Uh huh.
And as we know, the first time she was scared, and then the second time her brother died.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Poodleskaya method.
Mm-hmm.
Your brother die first.
Mm-hmm.
Then the second time you almost die.
Mm-hmm.
And the fourth time you may or may not meet them. And Lana chose to meet him this time.
And if they surprise you, you say your nephew have soccer.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you're occupied all weekend.
Because men love sports, they believe sports.
Yes. So we are introduced to some of his friends, Dwayne, Jim, Victoria. Am I making that up? Dwayne, Dave.
Jim, Dave, Victoria.
Okay, Dwayne.
It doesn't matter. They're all kind of like, I can't believe this happened.
They're all white people with nice teeth.
Except Victoria, who is Ukrainian, is like,
She's scamming you. she had other men on side.
I love that. She sees them, how they say, he's on the hook. And then
loved her. She was the star of his season.
I thought so, too. And then she even goes first, and she's wearing a Tiffany shoulder cutout shirt, mm-hmm. which I enjoyed. And then she goes even far further and says, she's seen other men. She getting the dick.
So,
Anyway,
and she said, and Sean even asked, does Lana get paid from the website? And she's like, oh, yeah, she does.
And because they were somewhat entertaining, can we say, just to end on somewhat of a high note of this shit show, can we save Tom and Darcy for last?
Yeah.
I know they were next, but let's save them
for
last. We
could go on for Avery and Ash.
Mm-hmm.
He was, y'all, Ash kind of went all about with saying, you're not really understanding what I'm saying.
They're talking about the Mr. Wright seminar, which actually...
That seminar was so awful. I forgot how bad it was.
And they didn't talk... We forgot they didn't talk about this at all in the regular tell-all. So we got excited at first, thought that we were just going to dig in. And
because y'all, men are from Mars and women are from Venus.
That apparently for Tash, yeah. I was surprised that Erica, of all people, was kind of like...
She defended him. Yeah.
And I was like...
Well, I think Erica had a little bit of clarity. Is that she's like, you know, so and so may have gotten a bad edit. She was trying to like forgive and forget. Bygones be bygones.
Yeah, but he was saying some crazy, y'all. That wasn't, you know. Ash kind of backtracked and said he was so confused and that he said things that sounded sexist. Y'all, no, he copied another speech from a fucking comedian.
It was like a comedian, yeah.
And he believed this. I do not believe... He didn't believe this.
He's a con artist.
And he's a con artist.
He's in the vein of Laura and everybody, y'all.
Yep.
Ash, Laura, they're all con
Other
artists.
People.
Larissa. Larissa kind of goes...
Larissa's a con artist.
Larissa's the con artist.
She's a con artist.
Yeah.
Lover or hater.
Yeah.
She's going to con you.
You can put them in the... And, you know, that is a general group in this show.
Yeah.
Are the con artists.
Yeah, it is.
Thank you for giving me some credence there.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. Anyway, and so...
Although I did like it when Sean Robinson said, the three women on the bottom of the screen, you could say, have masculine energy.
And then there's a pause, and then we just hear...
It was the only thing she said the whole tell-all.
She did not say one word.
No.
The entire her.
It was very disappointing.
That hurt my voice. Thankfully, my voice will be saved this week because we had no Lisa, no Yolanda, and just a little Darcy.
Just a little Darcy.
Just a little.
Yeah. There's no one. The one thing that's a little disappointing is there's no one on the other way we can kind of impersonate except Chicken Jenny. We can do gay voice Kenny because that's us.
Give us time. Give us time.
Probably right.
Give us time. Yeah. There's going to be somebody.
And I can just talk like a basic bitch if I want to be Ariella.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Y'all, tea is coming out about the other way cast. Tea.
Yeah. Evidently no one did background.
Y'all.
For any of these people.
I know they'll talk about it probably on Cray Cray, but I know for sure definitely 90 Day. I'm blanking. Frauded by TLC. If y'all want the hot tea on all of them, go to Frauded on TLC.
We're not going to get into all that.
Or other people. There's a million and one 90-day Instagrams. Memes. I can't keep track with them. Love you all. We don't mention you. Don't come at us. Just let us know you're here.
There was one thing that Ash said at the
end. We'll follow you.
That he just basically says, I just wish at that point you could have loved and supported me.
Which, again, that's why I think he's a con artist, because he still feels attacked.
Oh, yeah.
And that Sean even brought up.
He's always a victim.
And Avery even.
Always a victim.
And Avery even spoke up again to say, I wasn't attacked with you. I was just kind of, I wanted to understand your process and be upfront.
Right.
So he takes empathy and understanding as an attack because, again, sociopaths don't understand it.
Yeah.
Also, why are you looking around like there's a ghost in your room? Poodle's head's just going side. What's happening to you? Why can't you be present?
I am present.
Can you just be present?
I'm just making sure there is a ghost in here. There's always a ghost in here. Flossie's here.
Y'all, if y'all are a medium, would y'all... we'll do a session where you read Poodle.
She likes me.
Oh, God.
We need Thomas John. We need that queen.
We do. Thomas John, come here to us.
What's the Thomas John experience on CBS All Access?
He's a queen.
Are they paying for this commercial anymore?
I think they still are, yeah.
Okay, so come here.
They're still paying us.
All right, it's good.
But we did get into it, actually.
I did like it.
You know what I liked about Thomas John experience? It didn't always end happy.
No, that was my favorite part, too.
People got read by him. Not read,
people
meaning
were like, what the
mean
fuck?
Read, like he did a psychic reading. And they're like, oh, my grandfather's really happy about me now. And he's like, no, your grandfather's still a dick.
And they
doesn't
showed
get
sometimes
you.
His non-successes.
And like with his mother.
Ugh.
That was good, too. Anyway, y'all.
Do we move on to Stephanie and Erica?
CBS All Access. I think, be sure to listen. We should know that. What is the, we shouldn't talk about this. You know what? When we pause for break, I'll find out what our access code is. So
it should be running.
What?
It should be running.
Oh, yeah. Just listen to the commercial.
Wow.
Well, we have Hawthorne, too.
True.
So, yeah.
We'll put it in the show notes.
That one's hawthorne.co 90 day. Yeah, we'll find out.
I think that other's CBS All Access / 90 day.
90 day. And we'll put it in there.
Put it in the show notes.
Just another thing for me to do.
Riveting.
You know, some people want to know.
Stephanie and Erica.
By the way,
like obviously not.
No,
I like we were talking about doing 15 minutes.
Somebody asked me though. They were like, "What do you mean by show notes?" I think they probably were over the age of 65.
Okay,
and that's okay. Y'all, show notes are on your iPod, on your phone app. It's different for different podcast apps. But if you either just look when you're playing our episode, scroll up, or if you press on our picture, it'll flip over and it gives you the notes of what we're talking about on the show. And if you don't know show notes, say how to find show notes when listening in whatever podcast app you're listening, and it will tell you.
On Apple, it's just you click on the podcast and you scroll.
And you scroll up. But some people just don't know to... simply scroll up. We can't judge people for not finding things.
I'm not judging anybody.
No, I didn't say you were, but I'm saying Poodle and I have been terrible about, where is it?
I will say I had a really hard time with the Patreon app when I first looked at it.
Yeah.
But if you investigate it a little bit, guys, and ask, if you're on Patreon, you can find stuff.
So anyway, that's show notes. All right, let's move on.
Erica, I smell a skunk.
Ooh, I do smell a skunk.
Oh, my God. Y'all, we live
y'all,
in the...
don't
live
pull
in the,
over.
I live in the middle of Los Angeles, and we still have fucking skunks.
That's some skunk or
that
some,
is some
trippy
skunk.
Weed.
That could be skunk weed.
Do they have skunk weed?
No, that's skunk.
It's a skunk.
We smell
get possums out here, and sometimes we get coyotes.
Yeah, it's the fucking Wild West, y'all.
Wild, Wild West. Stephanie and Erica. So they talk about the illness, and again,
and her enablers jump in. Heather and Sanders, or whatever the fuck
Sanders,
his name is,
y'all. Heather is full on drunk at this point. She's just like.
I don't know.
And nobody cares. Because you could tell because her chest is really flushed.
Yes.
And she's just like, fuck you.
Her
fuck you.
Her, you can see everything in her ombre shades.
Y'all, we heard that Heather and Sanders have been campaigning.
They
on
were
their
auditioning
media
to put
to
them
be on
the
Pillow Talk.
Pillow Talk.
We don't know if it's going
to
happen.
We're going to pause to let you throw up in your mouths.
All right, we're here.
All right, yeah.
We're here.
It's awful. Anyway, they kick her off.
And so finally, because it's true, she keeps talking over Erica. And yeah. Erica's sweet little redheaded friend, I forget her name.
Oh, she's like, can you please just let her talk? She's the queen.
And so Sean's like, she even shades Sean fucking Robinson, who, Heather, this bitch is the host of this.
Yeah,
don't shade her.
Don't bite the host's hand.
Because Sean's like, Heather, we're going to let you go. And she's like,
all right.
And all right,
Jesus fucking Christ. Bye. Bye.
Tony, come here and fuck me. Where's my wine? This and, dildo battery went out in the middle of the show.
And then she destroys her house.
Ah! No one loves me. Ah! My vagina's so loose I haven't felt a man's penis in
okay, we
years.
Don't want to talk about loose vaginas. That's not what we do.
Fine. Don't.
You know what?
Because your asshole's looser.
Maybe that hits close to
than
home.
Than a snake skin.
Oh, yeah. I've been numbed down. I've been numbed from my nipples down for at least 10 years.
Gross.
Can't feel a thing.
Do we want to talk about Big Ed and Rose?
Sure.
I think one thing about Erica.
Wait, I do want to say one thing about Erica. Is Erica kind of finally gets to say her piece. The one thing that really bothered her is that it was shitty.
She came out to
come
after
her parents
and then,
because of this relationship and then
and
to go back.
She had the
like,
expectation of
2 days later. Yeah. And you know what? I want to say to any of y'all out there listening that are worried about disappointing your parents, they're used to it.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that in a bad, I mean like how many times have you gone back to your parents and said, Mom, Dad, I did this.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, and, you don't tell your mother things. Cause,
oh, no.
So Poodle's never disappointed his mother because he doesn't tell her what's happening.
No. Like, my mother didn't know they looted a store right near me. She would have been out here on a plane.
What would you have done? Let's say, per se, you came out to your mother, and then 4 days later you said, Mom, we broke up.
I think she would have put a contract hit on who I broke up with.
So she would be mad at them.
Yeah.
Oh,
she wouldn't be mad at me.
Oh, that's good.
It's hard for my mother to be mad at me.
Now you're.
She just shames me.
Would she be? Is she that way with your brother or more you because you're her favorite?
She makes herself the martyr. She can talk about my brother in a way. She'll say, "Well, they're not gonna visit me because why would they? I'm just there for childcare."
I bet she would kill someone that broke up with you.
I think
like
she
if
would.
If you got married and they got divorced.
I am the favorite, though.
They should run. Because I will say, when Poodle's mother was out here, she loves this bitch. She loves
yeah,
him.
Yeah, don't come for me. My mother will come for you.
She almost
and
chewed
she
her
don't
face
play.
Off out of worry
she don't
for him.
Play.
She don't play.
No.
Anyway,
I just got to say, we did get a little bit of Instagram conversation with Erica this week.
Oh yeah,
and it was lovely. She sent us a nice note. She's kind of the only one we talked to besides Big Ed, and we told him we didn't want stickers.
No, Courtney's boyfriend,
right.
The German guy, he reached out to us and said, "Can I tag y'all on a post?" And then I don't think I ever saw it.
No, I think he killed her afterwards.
Well, he
although
said,
I think she's getting married to him. Actually,
yeah, he said we really enjoyed it. It was quite funny. He said. We didn't really love the comments about our appearance, but it was funny other than that.
Where I called it Stockholm Syndrome, Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah.
With period cups.
We're okay. If you're listening to the show and you're a 90-day fiancé-er, that's great. You
Erica,
can reach out to us. We might or might not respond.
Erica was great this whole season, and she was lovely with us. I wish her only the best.
Stephanie, bless her heart. Stephanie is beautiful, too, though. They're a beautiful couple. Oh, well. They're both pretty. They'll find pretty people to fuck.
I agree.
Good for them.
Big Ed and Rose. Oh,
he's
God.
Not going to find someone pretty to fuck.
Can we not litigate this again? Oh, I'm so tired of like even talking about it.
We don't even really need to talk about it. The reason why I don't want to talk about it a lot, this was just kind of a forum for Ed to just spew his vitriol and lies.
Wasn't it awful?
And it was nothing but just him trying to make out Rose look like that she
And you guys,
used
I will say
money.
This again, and we talked about this, and we talked about this on the Gay Cray Pod. Every single thing that Rose said, I believe.
We believe her.
100%.
Hashtag believe her.
Ed is gross.
He's gross. His dog's cute.
Ed is just a louse.
And, well, the only thing that I liked about Ed is that Ed was kind of go off, and Ed... And then right in the middle of it, we get, Ed, you're just clowning everybody. Your heart's not open. I'm seeing a different side of you, and I thought you were funny, and I don't like
it. Your heart's not open.
I don't like it. It's not pretty. It's not pretty on you. That's
like,
what
don't
she
come for me, Darcy.
And... You know, it's funny. People don't come for Darcy because they know that she's a fucking queen of this.
And everyone loves her. He does reveal, did he talk about it in the season? He has what? KFS? Whatever.
I don't know. He talked about it.
I think we had to find out.
He kind of went off on this tangent about KFS and how he was bullied and how he overcame it, which is really admirable. And that was probably a very hard thing to do. But
and of course, everyone there has to like nod their heads and say, yes, we get it.
We get it. But everybody else is kind of looking like, why the fuck are you talking about this?
But your personality is still poisoned.
Like, this has nothing to do with you being an asshole to Rose.
You still asked her if I could kiss you by, can I halik you?
Yeah.
And you still asked if you could use, your breath is bad. Your breath is not pretty.
Yeah.
You still asked her to shave her legs.
Yep. Are we recording? Okay, just making sure.
Jesus
Lastly,
Christ.
We have Tom and Darcy.
Oh, God.
So, Tom and Darcy, and then their friend Rina.
I'm Rina.
Of course, Stace is there, too. And so,
Stace.
You know, Rina, first thing, is like, well, you shouldn't have done anything physical with Darcy, Tom, and Tom just
he's like, you're probably right.
You're right. Yeah, you missed about on that one, didn't I?
Raina's one of those girls. Like, I'm like, Raina's like three sheets of the wind, you guys.
Yeah, and
she's got that schnauzer sweater on.
But I love her. Raina, come at me with your schnauzer pictures. I would, you know, I used to have one, so I love them. But Raina,
before she died.
She died, yeah. Her birthday was Saturday. Raina also, I liked Raina because Raina said, I didn't think anybody could say this and get away with it. But she said, yeah, you know, Tom, no offense, but I just want to punch you in the face.
She did say that. Tom starts to read the letter and Darcy's like, if you excuse me, I'm going to walk out. I don't need to hear this.
I closed this door. I closed my heart, and I shut the door on this. And I don't want it to be open, so, you know.
And he's like, well, it looks like I can't find it. He's like,
Was it meant to be? Yeah, was it meant to be? You had your chance. The door's closed. It's closed, Tom. It's closed.
So anyway, she went off stage, and she reapplied. She put on some more blush.
Editing was fantastic. That he is reading this letter and she is just putting on highlighter.
Y'all, this is a complaint letter. That's the worst part
I remember none of it. I kind of just phased
out. You know
what
it was?
It was
like, Darcy, I treasure our time together and I think we really, but you needed this and you didn't let me, blah, blah, blah. It was a complaint letter.
Yeah, it was.
It was a justification letter. It wasn't an apology.
It wasn't, I'm sorry. I just want to let you know that this all happened because of you again.
I'm going to throw down my gavel, you guys. tick, tick, tick. Yeah, where's that fucking Amazon gavel that I was supposed to get? Anyway,
I promise bang, it didn't bang. Get intercepted in the mail at all.
Bang, bang, bang. Tom is a piece of shit, y'all.
He is. He is.
Forever and ever, amen.
And even Rain and Stacey were like, you could have told her all this in the restaurant.
Tom's a piece of shit.
P-O-S.
And then,
and lastly, Darcy says, well, I guess it was a little too late.
She does. Yeah, she's not even having it.
No, she's staying strong. She's done.
She's staying strong.
And then, lastly, on this circle of random, let's just have random fucking celebrities asking questions.
This was
about 90 Day Fiancé.
We just needed to fill time, apparently.
Yeah, they're like, who can we get? So we can get
Jerry O'Connell because Andy Cohen knows him. So we call Andy Cohen and
but Andy
and
Cohen's
connects.
Not Bravo.
I'm just saying.
Oh yeah, Jerry O'Connell, Rebecca Romaine.
Who Jerry O'Connell's still hot, y'all.
Jerry O'Connell
and so
is
Rebecca
hot.
Romaine.
And Jerry O'Connell is nice. You know why? Because he was a fat kid who turned hot.
That's
and
true.
Fat,
he was.
And guys, y'all, ladies, come at us and validate this. Fat guys who are fat as kids and teenagers and then get hot like in their 20s.
They're nice.
Are so nice. And they will go down on you forever. They just want to make sure you're okay.
Basically,
let us know.
They but Big
Sorry,
Ed.
I just went to a place.
You went to a place. Why aren't you nicer?
Why aren't you?
Oh! I was chubby as a kid.
We were both chubby.
Yeah. I don't know what happened to me. I think I got thinner like at a time. I think you were probably heavier a little bit longer than I was.
I was thin by 7th grade.
Me too.
Cuz I went through puberty and shut up.
Yeah.
So anyway, they ask about dumb things about Ed in the shower.
No then one cares.
Maria Menounos
has got a lot
shout
of
shout out to
AfterBuzz.
She does have a lot of bronzer on. She asks only the good question. I actually like this question.
Which
if
one
you
do you
had
want?
To pick Jesse or Tom?
And she's like, Tom, because I knew him longer.
Tom, because I knew him longer. And Jesse, I didn't know his intentions. Even though he had an ass, it won't quit, and I would hold on to it. And just
that's the truth.
Feel like Jesus was right inside me, but it wasn't. It was Jesse. Whereas Tom, I broke his foot. Because he had gout.
And
then
anyway,
we have Jenny McCarthy
and
Donnie Wahlberg.
He's like, what's up with your mayo in your hair, Big
yeah.
Ed?
Jenny McCarthy's just sitting there. And then they talk a little bit about, she asked for them, what has quarantine been like? Nobody really has anything except for Darcy says, again, Darcy gets the last word. She's like, you know, that's been a really good time for me to just, you know, I'm healing my heart. And, you know, it's been a really positive time, and I'm working on me.
And everyone just, like, is nodding their head. I will say, Tom, you guys, Tom said one of the biggest red flags you can hear. I've just been so busy that it's been hard for me to contact anyone. If you have people in your life who all they talk about are being busy, you guys, that's a pathology of its own.
It is.
That's a whole thing. And if they say, I've just been too busy to talk to you, and I'm not saying they may have been busy, but I guarantee you they had other things they did.
Because I'll say, y'all, we've been doing a lot of shit in this quarantine, and we've still been talking to people. If it's important to you, it's important to you.
Yeah. So when someone says, I'm sorry, I've just been so busy, know that that is both a way to, like, feel a part of humanity and how fast everything is going, but it's also an excuse, and it's not good.
It's true.
Yeah.
Now, y'all, we're about to go to commercial.
Okay.
But before we take a commercial break, as always, at the end of every 90 Day Fiancé season,
here we go.
We're going to leave you with a song.
Kiss my vulva goodbye.
Thank fucking God.
The raw dog and the sorrow.
I don't ever want to hear that voice again.
Wish me luck the same to you, baby love.
But I can't regret, baby girl Lisa, what I did for love. What I went there for you, baby love. I went there for you.
Look, my eyes can't cry. No, literally, Stacy and I got them done. I can't cry. The gift was ours to borrow.
Yeah, right, purse.
It's as if we always knew.
I always knew you'd be single.
And Darcy, I won't forget what I did for love. This is Tom. What I did for love, and you still look fat.
Go write a note up your ass.
Friend? We're not on this season. This is Paul. But everyone else was so terrible that we had to make an appearance.
Paul! As we travel on, reverse image search, I'm not familiar.
Kiss today, goodbye. Point me towards tomorrow.
Point me towards tomorrow.
We did what we had to do. Won't forget, can't regret what I did for love.
I hate these fucking people.
What I did for love.
But what about baby girl Lisa?
No! What I did for love.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline.
Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC.
For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring.
Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal.
Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the #1 custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be a $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cup my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men!
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze. We're back.
No, we're not back.
We are back.
I guess we are. This is another episode.
You don't know. We're in the same episode. Y'all... It is really hard for Poodle. If we don't do things in real time, he really gets confused.
Oh, it is confusing for me.
All we did is just sing a song for The Other Way. We hope you enjoyed that song.
No, not for The Other Way, for the Before the 90 Day.
It's so confusing. You know, who was it? Bill said in the Sissy Squad, he was like, you know, when you have to have a fucking Excel sheet to keep track of what show's going on.
No shit.
You really do.
I gotta be honest. TLC, if you're listening and you're not.
You're not.
The way you advertise your shows and when they come on is fucking ridiculous. You don't give us enough time.
It's not a lot of time, no. Yeah. There's no build-up.
And there's no idea of how long episodes are. I guess you're thinking, we got nothing else to do. We'll just, like, finger our assholes while we're watching.
They kind of know we're thirsty for it.
I guess. Pisses me the fuck off.
It does. Anyway.
So speaking of that, The Other Way.
This is Other Way episode 2. Well, technically episode 3.
Kind of like what I tried to go in my 20s, but I realized I really belonged in the gay way.
The gay way.
I tried to go the other way, but I preferred the right way.
This is.
Or the left way. Who
the
knows?
Left way. This
called
is.
Heart My Broken.
Heart. My heart broken. Yeah.
No,
heart my broken. Yeah. And this is technically episode 3, even though it's the second episode, because the first episode was
2 hours.
2 hours of 1 and 2. So, all right. And I'm saying that because you're looking at the show notes going, what? Let's jump into Devin.
Jihoon and Devin, y'all. We had a great open. So Devin is saying there's
this was
no
dramatic.
One here. It looks like the fucking zombie apocalypse. Devin's like, there's no one outside. She's in a mask. And all it is her her taking care of the baby. And all of a sudden, the real scare is when Drusilla comes out of the corner.
I'm going to eat your fucking head.
That's not how it went, but that's how it should have went, because if Drusilla became a zombie, she'd be the most powerful thing in the world.
I'm telling you, I have felt sorry for all of you parents at home with young children during this pandemic. I don't feel sorrier for anyone more than Devin.
Who has Drusilla and a new baby.
And that little baby.
And Jihoon.
But even if she didn't have the baby, she still has Drusilla.
Y'all. Drusilla doesn't behave well.
We're watching her.
That's the secret.
It really is kind of, y'all. And if
Taeyang is the baby's name. Taeyang.
That baby is cute.
It's a cute baby.
Y'all, if...
Unlike Lexi and Lauren's
okay,
baby.
Okay, why don't we just set it once? It's fine. Let's not harp on it.
Come for me. I can take it.
I'm just saying.
You know what? Someone's got to stand up.
You said it once. It's fine. We got it. Anyway, what I was going to say... Before you railroaded me was...
No, not railroaded. I waylaid you.
You did. Thank you. I wanted you to say it. And so, anyway, it's interesting, y'all, if... I don't mean this is plugging our Gatreon.
Too late.
But no, but it is interesting in that we just met them on The Other Way season 1. Devin has changed so much.
Drusilla's aged her. Yeah. So, she's only 23 now.
But she seems 30.
She is seen. She looks like a Vietnam veteran emotionally.
She's just shell-shocked. She is like, help me, someone.
She's gone through it. You can see the darkness in her eyes.
Because she basically...
From what she's seen.
She has 3 children, let's be honest. Jihoon's a child.
Jihoon, Drusilla, and Taeyang.
But if y'all do want to jump on our Gatreon at the $5 tiers...
We're having a good time with...
We're doing The Other Way.
Y'all, I'm going to be honest. The Other Way is probably... My favorite version of my favorite iteration of 90 Days.
I like it. Also, mm-hmm. I just want to bring this up again because only people we posted our reaction to the video and people keep saying, oh my God, y'all, I would love to do a watch. I would love to see them watch the whole thing. You can do that on our $15 tier.
Yeah, we do that.
Where we're watching the old episodes of The Other Way. We can't
edit it for your pleasure down to 30 minutes.
We can't record ourselves. If we recorded ourselves watching the newest episodes, that would be like a $50 Patreon tier because that's a lot of fucking work.
And you'd have to watch me like scratching my nuts.
It's not good.
I'd be getting up. I'd be saying really inappropriate things.
We'd have to edit most of it. At one point, you would be like, Poodle's in the shot, and then at another point, he's just out of the shot, And you're like, I'm sitting there watching TV. And then 5 minutes later, he comes back with a condom hanging out his ass and sits down. And I pretend like nothing happened because I'm just shell-shocked. So anyway.
You know what? All in a day.
It's too
all
much.
All in a day.
You know what? If you want to watch us watching current 90 Day Fiancé, then tell Matt Sharp to fucking put us on the
right?
other way, because we got to get paid more for that. It's a lot of work.
$2,000 an hour. That's what I'm going to need.
Wow.
Does Barbara Streisand charge that?
Probably more. I think probably more.
So
yes, they show us pandemic
7 months earlier.
And then they cut to 7 months earlier.
Back.
This was so fucking good.
Yeah.
If the editors of 90 Day Fiancé listen to this show, you don't.
I still say that Other Way is a cut above.
I want,
like,
if
I feel
you work
like
for 90 Day Fiancé and listen to our show, let us know.
I feel like just the music supervision, the graphics are better, everything
it's
is better
very well
about
done.
The Other Way.
It, like, I watch this show and I get like my heart gets like when they did that, it made me seize up.
It's
kind of
so
tense.
Dramatic.
It is.
Yeah.
Anyway,
it's as dramatic as me in college, which is really
dramatic.
Oh
my God. Oh my God. Y'all, I remember teaching summer camp with Poodle, and like he would be in a weird mood. I was like, what's wrong? And he's like,
I was really dramatic.
I read this French poem this morning, and it's just affected me, and he's just total mess.
So Ji-hoon,
he does acknowledge that because it's true.
Ji-hoon is going to the barber, and he's got Baki, his
You're
daughter.
You're a really layered soul. You know that, Poodle?
I do know that. Thank you.
You are. Anyway, he's going to the barber.
And he's kind of got a preppy cut, and we find out Devin did go back to America because she could not. Because
he didn't do it.
Yeah. And
the barber reads him for filth.
And y'all, I need Ji-hoon's barber in my life.
This barber's amazing. I mean, that's what a good hairstylist does.
This barber reads like face readings.
Yeah.
He gives you fortunes.
He is wise.
He gives all of it. And Ji-hoon's like, I need a skill. And he's like, your small ears tell me that you don't listen well.
People with small ears are very stubborn.
Yes.
That is a wise proverb right there.
I don't have small ears, but I'm... My ears are normal size.
I just cut your hair. You have small ears, and you're very fucking stubborn. So I believe it.
Anyway.
The barber is wise.
He is.
And he cut my hair. Anyway, y'all. It was good.
I want to go to Ji-hoon's barber.
I would love to go to South Korea.
I would, too.
I think that would be really fun. Y'all, if y'all want to sponsor a trip for us to go to South Korea, it's going
to
be a while.
Can you sponsor a trip to Paris first? Let's go to Paris.
I got a date who lives in Paris now.
Who?
You don't know him.
Oh! I was just rebuffed. I've dated at least 11 guys who live in Paris now.
Define dated. You know what? That's kind of how I'm defining that relationship.
Exactly.
Too.
It's however I decide to date to name it.
We made out up against a light pole on the Santa Monica Promenade, and horrified. Speaking of horrified Asian tourists, you can tell they weren't used to this sex positive city.
Well, sometimes you gotta just like stand up and be counted.
It's true.
So we flash to Devin in Utah, mm-hmm. y'all. Otherwise known as the number one Paramore fan.
It's true.
She really loves Paramore.
It's true.
She really loves that girl. Or Evanescence. Y'all, she did every Evanescence meet and greet.
Everyone.
Bring me to life.
Break me up.
Were you, hang up inside.
Did you like Evanescence?
No.
Okay. Come at us if you do.
Take me from the cold that I've become.
Wow.
I ran out of breath.
Anyway, she says, I came back to America because he didn't get his shit together. But now Ji-hoon has promised that he has enough money saved. And with that in mind.
And she promised that when Taeyong was born, she was going to come back.
But this time, and I'm ready for this. Mama Devin's coming with her.
Ooh, and they look very much alike.
They do.
And Mama Devin's got high expectations.
Why did I put, and Ji-hoon needs to grow up and get his shit Goethe.
I think that's together.
Instead of Goethe.
Not Goethe.
Goethe.
German.
It auto-corrected.
The soul of German poets. And name his shit Goethe.
Goethe.
I doubt Jihoon knows the German poetry of Johann Goethe. I doubt he knows Mignon.
That's real.
Or other.
Harold Heiberg loved him.
Yes.
He did.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Anyway.
Rest in peace, Mr. Heiberg. Anyway. So she calls Jihoon. And she said something that's really, I think, I'm kind of proud of her for being discerning in this. And she says.
Yeah, she stands up for herself.
Then she says, look, I know he loves me and he loves us. But that's not the point. I trust him in love. I don't trust him financially.
I don't. And you guys, here's the thing. If you're going to be together with someone, love, especially like make something of your life, if you're going to be in a relationship that's successful, know that love is 40%. If that.
I would almost say because love is like, love is, well, initial love, lust love, initial love.
Right.
That's the thing that gets you together, but it truly is like.
But like learning to trust someone else financially is like 30% of it.
And you know, I don't know, in being in relationships, having somebody who is like fucking up at something and then saying, oh, I got to get my shit together. And then they turn it around. That's been one of the greatest acts of love I've ever experienced from mm-hmm. someone, because they do that for themselves and for you and for your family. And if he can do it, it'll be amazing.
And think about someone like Tiffany and Ronald. She's not even be able to see that because he's so still in addiction. They're not even to that step yet.
No.
And
because he needs to move out of South Africa.
And away from his friends.
Yeah.
But he can't, remember, because of his criminal record.
He's stuck.
Yeah, they're fucked. So
he's stuck.
Jihoon, you guys, they have love and they have the sexual attraction, but they don't, she can't really trust him. So,
she can't. And literally trust him. Because, y'all, this time she says, I'm bringing these, and she has a box, two huge boxes of condoms.
And this time, they're not slipping off.
And she said, that's what happened the first time. And
I have a feeling Jihoon just took off the condom.
That's what I think that so, would, too. That... Y'all, we've been with many a guys who said, how many guys have you been with that said, oh, the condom just fell off?
I think I said that.
I think I said that, too.
What happened?
What happened?
Whatever the condom I dig. I don't know.
Shut up and pummel me.
I think someone just took it off when you were looking.
That's the ghost in my house. She takes off condoms. She's sex positive. Just fuck me, Carl.
Anyway, Carl. So she,
and she also says,
y'all, she says, and this time they're snug fitting. So does that mean she bought itty bitty condoms for Jihoon? Does
Maybe.
He have a small dick?
I don't know.
I'm thinking he might.
You know what? I don't want to speculate on Jihoon's dick size. No. I have no idea.
Because we speculate on every other guy's dick size.
It's hard to know with...
He's got super sperm.
I will say, I've been with a couple Korean guys who've had nice size penises
mm-hmm.
and others. It's just like, it's like whatever, you're going to get what you're going to get.
You're going to get what you're doing.
Yeah.
Hopefully he at least has boyfriend dick.
Yeah. Although Jihoon is like money, money, money. She's always talking about money. And honestly, she should be.
She should be.
Because
Devin's got her priorities totally exactly where they should be.
What does that even say?
But he does still act like a kid because she's talking about money and Jihoon says, okay, stop being so grumpy.
Y'all, Devin's going to be grumpy for the rest of her life.
Because he's also not being clear. That. He's saying, well, I'm making $3,000, $4,000. Well, no, I'm making $6,000. She's like, what are you making?
And you guys, we know.
He's doing tile now?
We know he's kept a lot from her before.
Exactly. Yeah, so she's not going to trust him.
Yeah. So it makes sense that she would do that. That's all I've got about those two.
Me too. Shall we move on to Yazan?
Yazan. He's very excited, you guys. Brittany's coming.
And she is coming.
He does say that it did bother me before, and it did give me pause, because last time I picked her up, she was wearing spaghetti straps and half of her breasts were out.
And I had an erection, and she had to cover that up.
And I think, you guys, Brittany isn't really prepared for what she's going to face in Jordan.
She's not. Honestly, I don't think Yazan is either.
Yeah.
I think they're both kind of...
Right.
I think, as Poodle said, I said when we were watching, I was like, I think she has a magic pussy, and they're like just in fairy tale love with one another. I do think they like one another, but it's just fairy tale bullshit. It's not realistic at all. And none of this matters because, oh my God, his brother is fucking gorgeous.
His brother.
Oh
my brother, y'all.
What's his name? Obaida. I said Obaida.
Oh, blood. You're a racist.
No, I read it wrong. Obaida?
Yes. I love you. Look at me like, please tell me I'm right. please don't make me a racist.
Obaida? Whoa.
Y'all, I'd beg for it.
Wow. His eyelashes are so long. I bet he looks so hot when he cries.
When he blinks his eyes, I feel the wind off them.
Yes. And he doesn't cry unless he's doing gay shit and feels shame, which is just, you know.
And I could totally help him with that.
Poodle, can you use your, I know you don't, you just said 2 minutes ago you don't speculate on people's dicks. Use your gift.
It's very nice. It's very nice. And it's not fair. Because I know it's just for Jordanian women, and it's not fair. We need access to dick like that.
We do. I want to say, y'all, do your research.
That is LGBT liberation. We want access to all dicks. All dicks.
Or that's just sexual harassment.
Maybe.
So, y'all, we're not experts. Again, we're not going to talk about this, but Kim talked about it in Cray Cray. We've had a couple of our sissies come at us that are actually from Jordan, and they said thank you for... Jordan, actually, we said this before, but look
into
this.
It's more progressive.
We feel like it's way more progressive than they're letting on. So we're going to shade Brittany for not knowing what, but also maybe Brittany has seen the country and she's like, there's women not wearing
hijabs
and stuff like that.
Even though Yazan comes off as progressive, he kind of wants her to.
I don't think he is.
Yeah, I don't. I agree.
I don't think he is.
She's already agreed to wear a hijab.
Oh, she has.
Yeah,
she is.
So,
So anyway, his brother wants him to marry someone in his family. And I'm like, well, they could go to Oklahoma. That's what my cousins did.
Yeah, my father's family, they were second cousins.
I think they're third or fourth on mine. They're also a religious evangelical cult, too.
There you go.
So maybe that kind of messed things up.
It's y'all, let's just book report this. It's not going to work out.
It's not going to work out. We get a little bit of Brittany packing up, which somebody came at me and was like, I can't believe Maddie didn't talk about her dad being hot. He is cute.
He is cute.
He is handsome. He's smiling all the time because he's crying on the inside. And he kind of alluded to it.
That was sad. I will say this for Brittany, you guys. She kind of always looks like maybe she just smoked a bowl before she left. She's kind of like got a half eyes going on.
A little bit.
Yeah.
She didn't take the lawyer's advice. She didn't tell them before she left that she's married. In fact, she's going to wait till she gets there to tell them it's going to be 6 to 10 months for her to get her divorce done.
Ooh. Not good.
And even dad's like, maybe discuss it with him first before you bring it up in front of the parents.
So she's at the airport, you guys, and her bag is overweight. So what to leave behind but your wig form?
Hey,
that was a mistake. You can buy clothes.
You can buy toiletries.
Don't you? I doubt you can buy a good wig form. Because that was a class A wig form.
That was a good wig form.
We've just got like styrofoam ones, y'all.
That's a great one.
That was a beautiful wig form.
And it was long neck for long wigs. That's what we need. Long neck for long wigs.
You would prefer long wigs.
We need some weighted ones because they just knock over.
This is a weird area.
This is my question. Even though dad is sad and he's hot and I want to feel of his arms, but my question is, what is she going to do about her braces?
You gotta get your braces tightened.
I think they have orthodonture there.
I know, but is she just gonna switch doctors? I don't know.
It is asking a lot to just expect.
I'd be nervous to move into another
transfer
state.
Going to orthodonture. Yeah.
Well, I don't know what's gonna happen.
I'd be interested to know how long she's had her braces. And I'm gonna put forth something that maybe they're vanity braces.
Maybe.
Like a vanity cane. Like, you don't need them. It just helps her get older
some people
guys.
Are in that.
Yeah.
You know, there's
or a vanity respirator.
There's people
you don't need it, but it just looks so good.
The tea on her is, y'all, is that she's been making money.
She's a sugar baby, y'all.
She had an OnlyFans and something else, and she shut it all down like a week before the show started.
Let's put a fine point on it. She's a sugar baby. She's trying to date older guys.
Won't you be my sugar baby?
Yeah, and sugar babies go for older guys. But
this time she went for love, and we'll see.
We'll see.
Because that's what's going to be. Yazan is going to be upset that she's not acclimating well, and she's going to be pissed that he's not going to support her.
I kind of agree with you. I would want to see a scene where she gets a referral from her orthodontist.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I'm concerned about it.
I have a feeling they're vanity braces. I know that's a terrible thing to say, but you know that's not going far from me.
All right.
I did call a baby ugly.
You did. So we're there.
We're there.
Speaking of baby and being pregnant,
where are we?
About Ariella.
Oh, God. You guys.
Not a lot happened with her at all.
This person, and I'm actually kind of scared. This person is going to divide us, and I'm not looking forward to it.
Well, why don't you put that out there? Why are you going to say that she divides us?
I just know it.
There's tea coming at her in the 90 day as well that she's had some trauma in her past and things like that.
I just I feel like she can pull from either side of the dialectic we live in.
Now,
and
don't vague. We're not vague on this show. Say what you mean what you say.
Oh, you know what? Okay.
I mean, your intention is not bitchy mean.
You're right.
I'm confused.
My thing is that people are going to say, well, why isn't she going to have the baby in Nigeria? It's fine.
You mean Ethiopia?
Yes.
Yeah.
In Ethiopia. It's fine.
Uh-huh.
And I would say because there's more of a mortality cost. There.
I mean, yes, some people have said that it's all about what you can pay for in Ethiopia, and if you have money, it's fine, and clearly she's going to be rich. She has money.
Yeah.
So then it's not a problem.
I just feel like they have plenty of money. Yeah. Ariella and Ariella's family.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like she's going to Ethiopia to have the baby to prove a point.
Well, someone...
That's where I am.
Someone messaged us. I don't know if you got this because this is via the website. So that goes
I don't want to talk about any of her past schooling history.
No, I don't
want to
talk
about
that. Yeah. Yeah, she had stuff in school and stuff like that. But no, somebody was saying that they were thinking that it might be easier for him actually to come to the United States if she has... I don't know why. So we're not immigration lawyers or anything like that. But if she has the baby over there...
I don't know. Then
it could be easier for him to come to the U.S.
Why?
Than if she had the baby over the baby in the United States.
Why?
Because I don't know. I guess being that, like, if she was over here and he had a family over here and his family needed to go back to the U.S., then maybe he could somehow go with her.
I also am skeptical of now. I'm skeptical of her baby daddy now because he
already has a baby mama.
He already has a baby mama. Who lives in America with their child. So
it makes you wonder why is he
trying to be with her?
Yeah, you do wonder that. We haven't met him and it's odd that we haven't met him or seen him yet at all.
Yeah,
this
God,
is the third episode.
This is problematic, you guys.
My gut and my stomach tells me it's not going to go well.
Yeah, I agree. This is the one that when we watched it first, I went, my gut said, this is not good. My gut said, I don't like her. Everything in me said that. And I could, like, roll my eyes at Brittany and say, she's a sugar baby, she does all that. Ariella, something in me said no.
I think what I get a little bit of hesitant about her...
Besides her makeup.
And
which you have a problem with.
And you know what? Sissies came at me and were validated by that as well.
They
so,
did.
Y'all,
they agree with you.
You saw
me,
and I appreciate it. We had a very long makeup discussion in the Sissy Squad. I think what I worry a little bit, because I think I'm just going to call out a little bit. I think some people are getting triggered by this, because especially what we're – this isn't a political thing. It's what's going on now in our country as far as race. And she's going to Ethiopia with a black man. And this is like a privileged as fuck white woman.
Way privileged.
And
from – raised in Princeton.
And I just want to challenge people that – and. Come at me if you want, but if you're really concerned about Ariella, ask yourself, would you be as concerned if she was a black woman or a Latino woman? Because I think sometimes in the U.S., we get a little bit of, like, protective of
white women.
Of privileged white women, because we worry about them being fragile and dainty. She's an adult. She's making her decisions, you know? She's so I think that people are getting wrapped up in that. We're not here to talk about that more of. We're here to just...
My everything I'm talking about balances on that very privilege.
I'm not talking about you. I'm kind of talking about the feedback that I've seen a little bit in the ether of 90 Day.
Yeah.
I think some people get triggered by that. Like, oh, she's going to be so scared and alone. No, she's going to Ethiopia. She's an adult. She's traveled the world.
I'm not concerned about that.
Yeah.
I'm concerned of the intention behind why she's going.
Yeah, if this was fucking Evelyn going to Ethiopia, we'd be like, that poor guy. That poor guy.
God bless.
God help him. He's about to get eaten alive.
Exactly.
Anyway.
So she's also adamant that her baby will be raised Jewish, and because he's Ethiopian Orthodox.
Yes. And she said, like, it's my... Which, that's a thing in the Jewish faith, is
the mom's Jewish, you're Jewish.
The mom's Jewish, you're Jewish.
Yep.
So
I think we're probably going to have issues with that. Just an idea.
What? The fact that she's, like, not
the
compromising at all?
The fact that we said that and that it was brought up. Yeah, I think we're going to have issues with that.
On his end.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Because I'm imagining if he's quite religious.
I can't believe we haven't met him yet. You're right.
It's weird. We should have met him
by
now.
He's the only one we haven't met yet.
Yeah.
Yeah,
weird.
It's weird.
I wonder if they just didn't have a lot of footage.
I don't know. Submit and Jenny.
Well, I'm going to say something. Well, I'm going to get to it later, but I have very strong opinions about this.
Okay.
Y'all, Jenny is in Palm Springs. She's coming back to India, and she's packing up with her daughters, but we see that Submit, he's moved to a different house.
Sumi.
His name changes all the time.
Sumi.
Show me.
Submit.
Anyway, please don't get too drunk. I know you're hungry right now, and you're drinking vodka, and I'm worried.
We have to do...
Do you need to stop and go get some cheese?
I'm fine, you whore!
I worry. Y'all, when we do live shows, Poodle's going to have to get fed
You just have to feed me before, but we watch this show, you guys, in my dinner time, and it's just really hard.
Wow. You're an asshole.
It's just really hard.
Wow.
It's just really hard.
I
just need some, like, support. I need a support system.
Are you selling period cups in front of a green screen? Because is Courtney sitting beside me now?
Let's talk about Submit.
So anyway.
I'm hungry.
He lives in an older house, but it's still a nice house, and he's cleaning up with his brother, Amit, who's cute.
His brother is cute.
But then I thought, wait, it's Submit and Amit.
And Amit.
I would fuck that up their whole life. Be like my grandma Hazel. Brian, Craig, Kelly, Darla, shit, fuck, Gregory, goddamn it, Matt. That was my, come at me if your grandmother.
They went through a thousand
all of
names.
The names. Did yours?
My mother... goes through every name before mine, even the dogs' names.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's love.
Or now she calls me Jace, which is my nephew's name.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's not my name. She's like, I'm sorry. Jake? She'll get it within the first two. But she's used to being around my oldest nephew.
And
so.
Does she say, well, it's just he's here all the time.
She does.
And she you're does. Gone all the time.
And you're gone away from me.
You only come once a year.
I hurt. Like every night, I worry about your safety.
That's true.
I need to call her tomorrow. That reminds me.
Go on a run while you do it.
Oh, it's the best way.
So, anyways, just
work that out.
Speaking of taking a leaf out of Poodle's books, Submit moves 2 hours away from his family.
Good move, Submit.
Good move, Submit. And so he says. Then he and his brother start talking, and his brother brings up the age factor again and says, "Literally, she's older than our mother." Which that
yeah,
is.
Yeah, that's a
odd.
Lot.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
And so she's older than his mother. And he said, that's what the parents, it's not her as much as it's her age.
And here's the thing. I decided that Submit is a rebeller.
He is.
Ariella. He's trying to like make a statement to his parents.
I think he does it in a more earnest way because.
I agree.
He just says something, because again, he said something that. This was really, again, this season's done so well. This was moving when he said, but if society is not helping you and supporting you, why do you support and help the society?
Oh, yeah. He's.
This was like such an intelligent.
You guys, he's like a special person in his culture. He's a special person in his family.
Yes.
He's not like all the rest. He's trying to see outside of his own existence.
He's a dreamer. He's a little mermaid.
He is a dreamer.
That is what he is. He wants to see what it's like on land.
Yeah, but without a fish pussy.
Wow. 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 But he says to his brother, he says, my parents did not support me.
You
didn't support me. You told me, but in front of our mother.
He reads his brother.
I got emotional watching this. Yeah. And his brother said,
You're right.
And then he said, Jenny
supports me.
One person that stood up for me. And I'm happy. And I want them to be happy because I'm happy. And I've decided if they don't make it, I don't believe in love. I don't believe in love. If they break up,
You're very Darcy right now.
I'm just saying, my heart's open, and they're beautiful, and I love them, and I want them to work out so
bad. Stay strong. Leading with love. I will say this for them. Like, I said this on the previous episode. I just want there to be a place like West Side Story, a place for us, someday a place for us, time with time to spare.
It's called Palm Springs. That's why I don't get it.
You're right. Time doesn't pass in Palm Springs.
Look.
I don't think he can leave his parents, though.
But again, you know what? I think I relate a lot to Submit, and I imagine you do, too, because... Y'all, Poodle and I talked about this.
No, you were connected to your mother's breast at fucking mouth.
Well, what I was going to say before you interrupted is that, y'all, we all have to come out about something in your life. Most people do. If you don't have to come out about something in your life, you are lucky.
Be something different to your family.
You have to stand up for something in your life that's going to make your life happier. And, you know, for Jake and for gay people, we do that a lot earlier in life than straight people. And I think this is like Submit's coming out moment. And that's why I think I resonate with me so much. But when you come out, you kind of have to realize my family might not support me and I might have to not be a part of my family's life.
Right.
And I almost... If his family doesn't come around,
I think for Indian,
I hope he gets there.
I think for Indian, especially children, boys, that's really hard.
I can't even imagine. It just breaks my heart because I think if you were in the United States, people wouldn't stare at you when you walk down the street.
Nope.
Her kids would be totally supportive if he came there. He would have these grants. It's hard. But you're right. It's a whole cultural thing I don't understand.
Yeah.
Indian male sissies or female, come at us and let us know. We would love some education on this.
I think it's very difficult to leave the family.
Yeah.
I can only speculate.
Poodle's getting hungry in his eyes. We got to keep going.
Jenny, you guys, she's... I'm going
back
where I can be me. I like it. You just like do like a Saturday Night Live thing where you just like you just like copy my words
song.
To the
buzz. I just want to sing over
Brazier Company. That is from Bells Are Ringing.
Yeah.
That's the finale. I'm going back where I can be me.
That's a cabaret song.
It is. It's a great
song. It is. So anyway.
She goes back to India, y'all.
So she goes back to India.
Hasn't seen the divorce papers yet.
Christina's still like, Mom, even when she hugs her, get the paperwork, bitch.
Yeah.
Get it, bitch. So we'll see if she does it or not. But I love it.
So she is going. There's a great song. They do take her to the airport. There's a great song that's like, I'll find my way to you. I'm gonna give you up. This is a love. Now, strangely enough, this was the pride anthem of New Zealand.
Really?
Yes.
You Shazam this.
Yes. This is Love, and it was by Tobacco Wallabies.
Oh.
Yeah.
I've heard
great
of them.
Great group.
Yeah, great.
Uh-huh. It might sound like men, but it's 4 8-year-old girls.
Oh.
Yeah.
Tobacco Wallabies.
Tobacco Wallabies.
Oh, great.
Yeah. This is Love is the name.
Wow.
They're all about supporting anyone who's LGBTQ plus
Indian.
IA.
Okay, great. That's wonderful.
There's so many acronyms.
There's a lot. So, y'all, we'll see. God, I hope it works out for them.
I don't know if it will. Last thing is Kenny.
We didn't
have any Armando this episode.
Y'all, we did get hot tea. Not hot tea. I don't want to say that. It sounds like that's exciting. I think this is important to bring
shame
up
on you.
For we don't really talk a lot about like news and stuff, but he made an Instagram post. So, y'all, and the way his wife died is
Armando.
That Armando's wife, he separated her and told her he was gay. And then 2 months later, she tried to run him off the road in his car.
Yeah, actually, and was hit his car
his
with
car
her car
several times, and then she like tried to hit his car. So she tried to kill him, and she ran out the road.
Imagine
and died.
How you would feel.
He's got to have so much guilt.
Ugh.
And I tell you all that too. Just I want to bring home as we see Armando's coming out experience. This is nothing like for our U.S. sissies or our Canadian sissies.
No,
or
this is a
our
whole
British sissies.
Other thing.
Yeah, because we've got sissies all over the world. It's
the,
a whole other thing.
The amount of baggage, like Louis Vuitton storeroom. Would not do.
And I just want to say this. If we have any LGBTQIA sissies, especially from Mexico or countries that are not accepting, I invite you, please join our private Facebook group, the Sissy Squad, because people are supportive there. And we can help you get support there.
Yeah, we can help you, and because
just
we
be
know
an
it's
ear,
not easy.
Be a friend. We're there for you.
Yeah.
But this is about they're celebrating. Kenny's leaving. You're not going to be there for Thanksgiving, so they are celebrating early
in a restaurant.
And he,
I did throw shade at that.
You know, if you're going to celebrate Thanksgiving, you need to fucking cook Thanksgiving.
I did throw shade at that.
Because my parents, once we couldn't do Thanksgiving. You know what we did? I flew out there 2 weeks before and we cooked Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I threw shade. Maybe that's not a thing for them. Maybe. That's, he does reveal at this dinner, you guys, that he's been suggesting that Armando was in his late 30s or he hasn't been specific about his age. He's like, turns out my partner is 31. And
then we hear... We really should get that shade button.
And a girl, the girl who's dating her, his son Bryson, which is spelled
B-R-I-C-E-N.
That's Bryson.
That's how it was spelled?
That's how it's spelled.
So his name's Bryson?
No, Bryson.
Bryson.
Yeah.
Bryson.
Makes me want to like throw my head into a oven. That's...
Well,
anyway,
we had to find something we didn't love about you, Kenneth. Sorry.
Anyway, so the Bryson's girlfriend is 31.
Wait. So you're telling me that Robert named his child better than Kenneth?
Yes.
Wow. Any.
You know what? Honestly, gross. So
he tells him that, and then he also says, what does he say, Poodle?
That
they're getting engaged.
Yeah.
That's what he tells them.
That's what I said, didn't I?
No, you said that about the age.
No, he's proposed.
Yeah, he's proposed.
Yeah.
And so that, oh, yeah. And so that they're going to get married. And they're all just kind of like,
oh,
okay.
And the family is supportive, you guys. They're, no one says, fuck that shit, and walks out.
Nobody.
You said something, and I want to talk about this. They put him and his son right together. And they're and they're probably like 25 years apart, mm-hmm. maybe.
He does look good for his age, y'all. His skincare routine is on point.
But you can tell gay face is real. Gay face is a real thing.
They look a lot alike. Poodle and I have talked about this. We've even talked about making a coffee table book when people used to buy books of just gay face.
Just gay face.
Because
you've seen it in people in your high school when they pose for pictures.
They smile and it's just like, oh. And we don't mean gay faces in a derogatory term.
No.
Not that so gay.
You're gay. Like, that's a wonderful thing. And you're excited about it. You're smiling like, gay.
Y'all, because
you've got a ding in your face.
Because there's some people that, like, you know, they're a homosexual before they open their mouth.
Just by seeing a picture.
And that's Kenneth. You know. Armando, you don't.
No.
But if you want to.
Kenneth's got gay face.
If you want to know the difference, go back and watch between him and son because.
Look at the split screen.
Because Breeson.
Yeah.
Breeson doesn't have gay face.
No, but Kenneth, who looks like him, is the gay face alternative.
And. There you go. If you want to know the difference, we'll let you decipher.
Anyway, Kenneth thinks that maybe we can change minds. And I went, good luck.
I wrote, I didn't mean it to sound so shady, but he said that. And I said, that's a bit rich.
I know, right?
Just because, dude, this is going to be rough.
And he's not going to be involved when Armando tells his parents, which we're going to see next week.
Yeah. It's going to be a good episode.
Anyway, Kenny was crying. He's like, for the last 20 years, it's been all about my kids. And I get it. It must be hard to leave everything you've known.
I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
I could have a good night with Kenneth.
He's such cute. Yeah.
Yeah.
I could have a better night with Armando.
No, you couldn't because you wanted to stick it in you and you wouldn't know what to do.
This is true.
Anyway, that's the episode.
Show.
Are we doing sissy shout-outs?
I feel like, y'all, I'm making an executive decision.
Okay.
Poodle's hungry. We are giving y'all like 4 shows this week.
We'll do it later.
We're going to do it later this week because.
Oh my God, I'm so tired.
It's hard when Poodle's tired and hungry. It's not going to be a good sissy shout-out. It's just going to be.
Thank you for making it about me.
It's going to be some girl whose name is. Carol Allison, and he'll say Carol Fallison, and then it's just going to be her getting pummeled by a football team, and it's going to be gross.
Don't you love it when he makes it about me?
It's going to be a lot of stories.
Even though
about
he Jeff. Wants to stop too.
No, I want to do this for you.
Let's just end this shit.
I'm tired.
When are we going to do the sissy spotlight?
Oh, we forgot about that. Y'all, we are trying.
We're introducing it now. And here's the sissy spotlight for this week.
Hey, you can make my name public. It's Sabrina D, as in Cimadero. I just read something super fabulous for this Before the 90s season that is never ending, especially with that stupid crap bag that they're planning to put on. Ugh. The one good thing I'm happy about is that Maddie's voice and Poodle's ears will be saved because there's no more baby girl raw dog. That's all I got to say. I'm pretty sure all of us queens are happy about it. Keep going.
Standing under your spotlight.
Sabrina, thank you for coming at us.
Sabrina.
Yes, I am very happy there's no more raw dog.
There's not enough cough drops in the world for me.
I'm very happy about it because I don't have to talk about what a vulva is.
I hope
from
we
now
don't
on.
Ever see Lisa again. However, we're going to because she was very popular. You know we're going to see her again.
Everyone hated her.
But she was good TV, and you know that they're...
Well, anyway, Sabrina, thank you for coming at
Sabrina,
us for a
thank
spotlight.
You. Thank you for that spotlight.
Spotlight.
Anyway, yeah, So, y'all, if you want to leave a sissy spotlight, all you got to do, that is real quick for everybody, that is in our Gatreon. So we have three tiers for our Gatreon. The lower tier is all classic 90 Day
Lonely
Fiancé.
Heart.
Our Lonely Heart, we're talking about all the prior seasons of 90 Day Fiancé. That also includes our binges, like to
our short-term binges,
which we're going
our limited series binges.
This week we're going to have Smothered.
Smothered's coming out, y'all. Limited series binge.
The first two episodes are coming out on our regular podcast feed, so you'll get that on this feed. And then after that, they're going to go episodes 3 and the rest are going to go behind the $5 tier on the Gatreon. Yep.
And then if you want the Bicurious episodes, we're going to do one of those, another one of those this month. That's in the Don't Pull Over tier.
And we're doing the special one because we originally did Smothered at the first of the month. So we
and
still haven't
decided. And this bitch made me do it.
We're narrowing down, but we have an idea. And then the $15 tier, oh, we've still got to send out. We've got to plan our YouTube Live with our $50
tier. There's a YouTube Live and the Sissy Spotlight. You get the Google Voice, what we just heard
we
Sabrina
just heard.
Leave it.
And you also get the watch-alongs with us watching, edited by our dear sister,
yes.
Christina.
Sabrina had such dulcet tones to her voice.
She did. We appreciate the spotlights.
Unlike
keep them
yours.
Coming. She also sounded nice, unlike you.
Fair.
All right, y'all. You can go to our website, 90 Day Gays, and listen to all of our other podcasts. Check them out there. You can also, we've got merch there. If you dream it, you can cream it.
You can still get your Tiger Queen
shirts. Those are cute shirts.
Mm-hmm.
You can get those there.
I need one of those.
Yeah, get your father a Tiger
your
Queen
father
shirt.
Your father needs a Tiger Queen. Get your father some perfume or cologne from Hawthorne.com. We make your man smell good.
We sure do. Also, y'all can come on us on Cameo. Poodle loves to leave a cameo for a daddy. So just be warned. You can find those in the show.
I did 6 cameos today. I'm exhausted.
But get ready. You can get all those in the show notes, and now y'all know how to do that. And I think that's it, except for one other thing. Y'all, we are like 3 reviews away from 2,000
Oh, my God.
Reviews. And we said, and so it's already confirmed,
we
once
find
this
a way
corona
to do
lifts,
that.
We are doing a live show to thank. We need
Where's
to do
that
something
be?
To thank you for 2,000 reviews. We need to do something.
I can send you all a dick pic.
We're not going to do that. You know,
fine.
I have some ideas. Maybe we'll talk about it. But we've got to do something to celebrate 2,000 Apple Podcast reviews. So go on there. If you don't even know, leave 5 stars. And if you don't know what to write, just put
Keep going Queens.
We appreciate it so, so much. We love you all so much. Follow us at 90 Days, at 90 Day Gays on Instagram, Twitter, on Facebook. And you can get our private Facebook group, the Sissy Squad Poodle. We call these people Lonely Hearts because aren't we all just lonely, lonely hearts with braces looking for love.
Yes. And if you decide to get adult braces and move to Jordan without orthodonture around there, call me and we can get you a referral.
Call us.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.